Chris and Kira.
I'd rather put my nipples in a pencil shop.
Sunday to Thursday from 10
on 2FM. FM.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. How is everyone? What's going on? God, there's a lot of texts and stuff to get to and things going on. Let me try and do everything one by one, okay? Is that all right? I suppose we should start. My name is Chris. This is Kieran.
Hello.
Okay, that's out of the way. And we should give an enormous welcome back to a certain lady by the name of... What's her name? Louise, that would be it. And it is wonderful to have her back and to see her again, of course. The great Louise McSherry back, gracing our hallways. It's nice to have her back. So welcome back, Louise. Sick of that Owen McDermott. Ugh. Delighted to have Louise back. Me and Owen used to get into fights and stuff. Generally, I find mine and Louise's relationship much more pleasant, you know. There's a lot less tension. But anyway, how is everyone? What's going on? You know, a few things, by the way. Firstly, someone is wondering, apparently there's money riding on this. Was I in Merrion Square today on a bike in a salmon-coloured top? Firstly, I would never wear a salmon-coloured top. No, and the reason for that is because my skin is salmon-coloured.
Oh, that is true.
I look like Mr. Blobby
God,
if I was...
That would be an awful colour on you.
It would be horrible. I already have red, pink, kind of horrible, overexposed-looking cheeks. They look like I've been in a nightclub too long. You know, I mean, I already look awful. If I wore a salmon...
Chris, would you stop?
You know what I mean, though? If I wore a salmon top now...
I would have just said salmon isn't your colour.
Yeah, well,
I wouldn't have been as dramatic as you're being right now.
You know me. I love being dramatic. Oh, also, speaking of dramatic events... Do you know what? I wasn't even on a bike today. I did absolutely no physical activity today. What did my dad do? He wins a marathon, or, you know, runs a marathon and does amazingly well.
And what marathon was that?
That was the Boston Marathon.
No way.
Here. Yes, indeed.
And is he still doing really well in his age group and category?
Yeah, I mean, this is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. So,
have you ever run a marathon?
No.
Yeah.
I've never run 10K. You know what I mean? Marathon. Good luck. I'm envying you doing 10K. Never mind my dad running marathons for the crack, you know? For the fun of it. Do you know what I mean?
Actually,
a bit of an old marathon.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, there is me thinking about all these kind of, you know, famous sports people that we could get on the show to kind of, you know, boost me coming up towards the VHI mini marathon.
Yeah.
When staring me right in the face is a man that we could get on the show and that I could actually ask an awful lot of questions to. Your dad.
Can I be honest?
He has run a million marathons.
He's a bit out of your league, if I'm honest. I don't think he's going to come on and feck around with you. Do you know what I'm saying? Maybe in a few years, Kieran.
Because you know what I'd do, though.
What?
You know, I'd spend like 1 minute talking about him actually running the marathon. It's like, come here and tell me, how is it that your son ended up this way? Because seriously, we need to sit down and have a talk.
Well, you finally had him on the phone. I guess you'd get a chance to ask some questions.
Hello, Mr. Green, while you're here.
Some developmental questions.
I'll take out this big binder and I'll slam it down on the desk. I'll be like, right.
Was he difficult in school?
Well, I have you now.
Did he murder small animals? Like, was there any signs when he was a child that things weren't going well? Do you know, was there any kind of warnings? But anyway,
why
did you go to any parents-teacher meetings at all?
Why is he so angry? Yeah,
exactly.
No, well, look, seriously, big up to your dad.
Oh, look, absolutely.
Every year... He does the marathons and he comes back every single year and he does them again and again and again. And that is incredible.
He's really putting me to shame. I don't mean that literally.
But Chris, we've been talking about this for a couple of years and you've done absolutely nothing about it.
In fact, if anything, I've started eating myself into oblivion as a result. But look, you know what? There's so much to get to tonight. There's lots going on. 51552. We will try and get to all of it.
Yeah. Oh, I've got some big news.
All right, thank you, Kira. Yes, Kira also has some big news. Jesus Christ.
Huge.
Yes, when you hear the Kira's big news, you're going to be astounded. It's never happened before.
I need you to appreciate this, Chris, or I will physically hurt you.
Yeah, you probably could as well.
Yeah,
probably
no,
kill
I
me.
Would.
Especially when it comes to this.
Especially with the power that I feel inside me right now.
Well, look, Kira is invigorated. Kira has a new lease of life.
Oh, I do.
And I guess we'll get to it later. But Kira, can we try and do the rest of the show between now and then? Okay, good. Right, on the way for you this week's wrap-off. As we do every week, we're going to be getting rap tracks. What is it, Kira?
The wrap-off will be great, but my news is even better.
Oh, yes, it is. Jared is on to play the Win Back Your License Fee quiz. Every Monday and every Thursday, we do this. When we got to 2FM, we decided, you know what, having to pay that license fee is a little bit of a feck, in fairness. Let's be realistic. It's a little bit of an inconvenience. So every Monday, every Thursday, we play the Win Back Your License Fee quiz. If you would ever like to come back or come on and play the Win Back Your License Fee quiz, maybe you're listening and you're going, God, I could do that. Like, I've never gone on, but I always get 10 out of 10 whenever anyone else is doing it. Well, how about you come on, you play 51552, because you know what? A lot of people have said to me, oh, I always listen. It's so easy. How come people don't win? It's a lot more difficult when you come on. Believe me.
Yeah,
seems
so why
very
don't you
simple.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Amen. Exactly, Kira. 51552 is the number. Start your message with the word quiz, name, age, and where you're from. 51552, quiz, name, age, and where you're from. And maybe you will come on and play the Win Back Your License Fee quiz. But right now, friend of the show, Jared, is on the phone. Jared, where are you this evening?
I am in Drogheda.
Oh, good. How has your Monday been?
Oh, it's just been back to normal. I was on holiday there last week.
So oh, where were you?
Gran Canaria.
Oh, lovely.
Was it
nice?
Hot?
Well, it's bearable at Easter. I wouldn't like to be there in the summer.
Yeah, see, this is it. I like all those places in like April or September. If I went in the summer, I'd probably die. I'd probably get sunstroke. Yeah.
It's too hot over there at that time of year. It's just nice at Easter time.
Yeah, I like this, man. Exactly, Joe. Because some people are like, God, I go and I scorch myself and I get a tan and I love it. I'm like, no, a nice 21, 22 degree day, that does me more. Was it probably around that temperature, was it?
Yeah, like you just want a bit too. If too much, it was even a bit too much sun some days over there at Easter, and you'd have to actually go in.
Jared,
the day,
come on.
You
know?
No, no.
There's never such a thing as too
there
much sun.
Is,
now, come on.
Absolutely. Jared, you're dead right, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Wow, yourself and Chris now should head off
to like
holiday
to
together.
Like I don't like to look like a bit of overdone toast.
Exactly. Jared, don't want to be looking like a piece of leather. You know what I'm saying? I can hear
no,
you, Jared.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I get you. No, I get you. Exactly. What do you do? What are you back into work at?
Oh, well, I do Skip Hire Company.
Oh, very good. All right. Did you get any cool ideas of tips, skips down in Gran Canaria? You know, sometimes you go on holidays, you see a new way of doing things, anything like that?
No, it just seems like a big, mad, giant tourist attraction, and their way of doing things is just throwing everything out on the side of the road.
Yeah, I noticed that it is. They just feck it out, and they're like, someone comes and cleans it up, which is brilliant. So anyway, I wish...
That'd be great. Like, they just seem to... They throw couches and everything out.
Yeah, especially in, like, Spain and France and stuff. It just seems to be the policy is you get all of your rubbish, you feck it out outside of your house, and someone else looks after it. It's wonderful. But anyway, look...
As I said, there's some country and some fella couldn't afford a funeral, so he put the body of his family out in the street.
Wow.
And they had to take it away by law.
Wow. What? Jesus. There you go now. Anyone listening who wants to do a funeral on the cheap, just leave the body outside your house and we'll have to deal with it. Look.
Or if it's ashes, just put it out for the road sweeper.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, my God.
This
but
is
anyway.
Perfect. Whoa. Man, me and Jared should own a funeral home together. We'd be brilliant. We'd offer knockdown funerals. But anyway, look, Jared, I hope we can get 10 correct answers tonight. Let me explain to you how we're going to do this. Jared is on to play the Win Back Your License Fee quiz. It's very simple. In 60 seconds... I am just going to fly through questions. I'm going to ask you as many questions as I can in 60 seconds, Jared. There is no limit to the amount of questions we'll ask. We'll get through as many as we can in 60 seconds. And also, there is no problem if you get a question wrong. There's none of this negative marking. The game isn't over. You aren't in any way penalised for answering negatively. So look, you might as well say something. Hopefully, in 60 seconds, we can get you to 10 correct answers. Once I start the first question, we will start the time. Kira, are you ready?
I'm ready.
More importantly, Jared, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, let's do this. What county was playwright John B. Keane from?
Dublin.
Who presents Chatty Man on Channel 4?
Alan Carr.
Chaos and the Cam is an album from who?
Florence and the Machine.
What year was the Battle of the Boyne?
Something 1616 or something.
What is the capital of Croatia?
Not clear.
Who wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Roald Dahl.
Who played James Bond in Quantum of Solace?
Daniel Craig.
What team beat Dublin in the Allianz Hurling League semi-final yesterday?
Limerick or Meath or something, I don't know.
In the Premier League, who scored for Chelsea against Man United last Saturday?
Don't know.
In what county is Clontarf Castle?
Meath, is
it? What rapper did Madonna kiss on stage at the Coachella Festival recently?
Break.
In what country was Arnold Schwarzenegger born?
Austria.
Who is the manager of Liverpool Football Club?
Don't know.
Ballon Robe is in what county?
Leash.
Okay. Well, Kira, I don't...
Oh, crap, wasn't
it? Well, look, Jared, I don't know. Look, I like a doctor, even if the diagnosis is bad, I'm just going to kind of go, well, we'll see. I mean, Kira's going to do the test and we'll see. We'll see.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It wasn't bad, Jared. It was solid.
That was solid.
Yeah, I wouldn't call that bad.
There were questions from all over the place, really, to say the truth.
But not even anything like, do you even get a rubber ducky or anything for fun?
No, I wish we could send you like a mug or some rubbish. I don't even know if two of them has any good stuff. Look.
Have you got a nice mug or have you got one of those crappy lunch boxes like Ryan Tubridy?
Tubridy would be very offended if he heard you say that, Jared.
But he sounds like crappy himself, doesn't he?
Yeah, he sounds like what?
He sounds like crappy himself, doesn't he?
No, I don't think so. I think he...
I heard him saying he said they were crap.
No, he would never say the word crap. He would start crying if you said the word crap to him.
He'd say they're unwanted, not crap.
Yeah, he'd say they're pooey. That's what he would say. That's what I think.
I know, pooey would be too rude for him as well.
Look, Jared, I will see if we can get you any tat of some description, okay?
Something with 2FM stamped on it.
Fair enough.
In China.
Exactly. It'll be probably made in China. It'll probably be about 7 years old. It's probably been in like a big...
I'd be disappointed if it's not made in China.
Yeah, me too. I would be disappointed as well. Jared, thank you, for real. And we will get you some 2FM rubbish, all right?
Bug.
Here we go. Look, there's Jared from Drogheda. Not winning back his license fee, but hey, maybe we have reached the compromise of sending him some rubbish from China that has a 2FM on it. I mean, who knows? Anyway, look, 51552, if you would ever like to come on and play the win back your license fee quiz. It is as simple as that. Start your message with the word quiz, name, age, and where you're from, the usual rubbish, and maybe you can come on, you can win back your license fee. I don't know. I mean, maybe you can. 5 out of 10 is not bad. But unfortunately, it wasn't enough tonight. Right. Would you like to hear Kira and I rapping? You would.
Yes,
oh, brilliant.
You would.
Awesome. I probably should have let you answer there, but awesome. That's good because right now you are going to hear, as I've said before, two rap titans at the top of their game. Sometimes I listen to these raps before we play them on air. And you know what? It's obvious who the winner is. There's an obvious winner, you know? It's you kind of look at one person and you go, ah, God bless them, they don't have it this week. And you look at the other and you go, wow, aren't they? Don't they just have that X factor? Well, tonight, there is no clear winner.
Really?
It is to the wire tonight.
Okay.
And I don't say that lightly. You and I both performed A1 world-class performance.
Thank you.
I mean, we have the X factor. We could be rap superstars. There is no question about this. So here's what I'm going to do. Every week, Kira and I get a rap track, a classic piece of rap that everybody knows. Tonight, it's Eve's Who's That Girl? I mean, we all know Eve.
And do you know what? I really enjoyed rapping to it. It was very difficult, though.
It's not easy.
It wasn't straightforward.
It's not easy. It's more challenging than it sounds. See, that's the deceptive thing about a lot of these raps. Everyone goes, sure, rap is just like talking over the words. Anyone can do that. No, you can't. Believe me. To have the proper flow, to have it down is a science. I tell you that. So we did Eve's Who's That Girl. In my opinion, in my own humble opinion, we both did a great job.
Okay.
So, Kira, I'm going to be a gentleman.
Yeah. No, you go first. And the only reason I'm saying that is for the past couple of weeks, I've gone first.
Okay. Well, that's very equal of you. That's very fair
of
you.
I'm all about equality, Chris.
Yeah, me too. Me too, baby. So here's my version. Then once you've heard both versions, you're going to have to vote. Here's Chris, Who's That Girl? Can I turn you on by my word spell? Look into my eyes, think I want you, can't tell. Me, I keep it sexy, daddy, so I can't fail. Keep it gangster for the coward, so I give him hell. Call me misfit, lips spit a gang of trash. Riskless now, cause I make a gang of cash. Like Lance Steel, street with the do-rag slang. Spit game, chain speech, how they do that? Watch they mouths drop. Watch the crowds pop up and act out. Broads with the screw face, smash on and knock out. Ain't change game. Game around me, I run the game. If I gotta be gritty, so be it. I'm supposed to change. Like simple, dizzy broads ain't messing with my mental. Natural born hustling bitch, check what I've been through. Got mine, took it from you, and now you slot mine. Exacting my own shit, dog. I'm on the .com. Yeah.
Chris,
I mean, that was good.
That was brilliant.
I'm a sassy woman.
No, that was fantastic.
Kira, don't be applauding me. Let me play you your version. I'll tell you, I mean, we both pulled it out the bag tonight, and there's no question about that. JJ's dancing around right now.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Look, we both did a great job.
I don't know. You have to hear mine yet. And you know what?
Yeah?
I'm not feeling as confident after hearing your rendition.
Well, JJ says my timing was on point. By the way,
it was on point.
Hey,
it
look,
was. Like,
it's all about the timing. If you mess up the timing, you're done.
Please, I didn't mess up the timing.
No, you didn't actually. Here's Kira's version. Who did better?
Can I turn you on by my word spell? Look into my eyes. Think I want you, can't tell. Me, I keep it sexy, daddy, so I can't fail. Keep a gangster for the coward, so I give him hell. Call me misfit, flip spit, a gang of trash. Riskless now, cause I made a gang of cash. Like Lance, still street with a duet. Slang, spit game, change speech, how they do that? Watch the mouths drop, watch the crowds pop up and act out. Boards with the screw face, smash on and knock out. Ain't change, game round me, I run the game. If I gotta keep it gritty, so be it, I'm supposed to change. Like simple, dizzy boards ain't messing with my mental. Natural ball hustling, bitch, check what I've been through. Got mine, took it from you, and now you slot mine. Exec to my own shit, dogowner.com.
Damn!
God damn!
Damn!
As would be going on if this was a rap battle, everyone would be like, oh! And you'd have dropped the mic and walked off stage.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, look, God, wasn't that,
Eve,
that something?
That Eve brings out the sassiness in me.
I mean, that's amazing. We both did an incredible job. We are both rap titans.
Usually when you say we both did an incredible job, I'm like, oh, here, we're going to be absolute B-you-know-what. Like,
yeah, yeah.
But I have to say, I actually enjoyed listening to those two raps.
Ah, yeah, they were good. Now watch, the text is just going to be a deluge of, that was the shittest thing I've ever heard. Well, let me tell you something. No haters can bring me down tonight.
Mm-mm-mm.
Nor Kira.
Mm-mm-mm.
But you do have to decide who did better. Right. I think we need to get right into the wrap-off results. I mean, this is serious business. I'm wondering, do we have time to play them both again? I mean, we have to do the news. I don't know. I don't know if we should just get into it or not. I'm in a quandary.
Let's just get into it.
All right. Someone says, Chris... By the way, we wrapped Eve's Who's That Girl? I did a verse, Kira did a verse. Have to say, feedback, very positive. I'm just putting it out there from both of us. I think management is going to be very happy. You know, they listen to the wrap-offs every day. And they review all of the comments and everything. This is a big deal.
I know.
Someone says, Chris definitely won that rendition. Someone says, guys, have you ever considered recording a track together? And apparently that text is from Simon Cowell.
Well, Simon Cowell, you need to get on to our agents and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, we might do a collab for Christmas or something. Corey says, sorry, Chris, but the lady killed it. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Being referred to as a lady. Ha, there's no lady in here. Which lady would that be now? someone says, Kira did extremely well tonight. A lot of swag and sexiness. Your best date. Head up, Chris. Great effort, too. That's from Emmett in Cavan. Someone says, I'm voting for the rapping god, Chris. And he spelt my name with a Z. I like that. Kira's great, too, though. Sorry, I can't decide. It's Sophie's choice. I'm on the fence.
Get off the fence.
But she just said she's voting for me.
I love this one. Look, I normally vote for Chris, but Kira, you were brilliant. So I'm going to vote for Chris. That's from Jack and Drogheda. Yeah,
absolutely.
Somebody says, rap. Both excellent tonight equals draw.
Okay.
This one I don't agree with, I'm sorry. Big step up from last week, Chris. You definitely won. Kira was pretty bad. Sounded like a shittier version of Iggy Azalea. Very disappointed, Shane and Roscommon. I don't agree with that.
Aaron, now, Kira was not bad tonight. Maybe you think I won, but come on now. Let's talk sense here. Let's be reasonable.
Somebody says, for real, the best rap either of you have ever done.
For real!
Can't decide who to vote for because I'm in shock at how good you both were.
Kira, do you know what? We have silenced the haters.
We have.
Yeah.
But then Declan and Shannon says, my ears hurt.
Okay, fair enough. Maybe we haven't silenced the haters yet. Someone says, brilliant effort by both, but Chris wins it for me. He's always got it. Uncle Snoop would be proud of you, G.
Right, okay.
Big Uncle Snoop would be proud of me.
I'm going to get to some Twitter messages. Monique says, Kira killed it. She won this week. Chris sounded like he was in pain. Oh, no.
I did not. That's ridiculous.
I don't agree with that now.
In pain.
But I agree with me winning.
You make me in pain, Monique.
Michael says, epic wrap off tonight. I won't sit on the fence. As Chris edged it. Well wrapped though, Kira.
I can respect people who just put their opinion out there.
Owen says, two top class raps tonight, but Kira had enough sass for a small army. Thank you. Hashtag Kira number one.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Philip says that rap was on fleek, Kira. I can't wait for the two rap titans Chris was talking about to come on.
Hey!
Natalie says, very good rap on both sides. My vote's for Chris this week. He was indeed a rap titan tonight. Crown says, wow, that was actually Chris and Kira rapping. I mean, that was fantastic. Kira gets the vote. That nice guy says, that was pure fire, but my vote has to go to my boy, little Chris.
Yo, thanks, that nice guy.
Francis says,
he's my boy.
Both of you were throwing it down tonight, but that's a woman's rap. Sounded better from Kira.
See, Francis, I wish you had been gender blind there. I wish you didn't see a woman's rap or a man's rap. I wish you had just seen a rap.
Dave says, sorry, Kira, but Chris wins hand down this week in the wrap off. David says, sweet rhythms from Kira tonight, but was blown out of the water by the whitest man in rap, Chris Green.
All right, look, you seem to be, if you don't mind me saying, Kira, you seem to be taking a bit of a beating on Twitter.
Well, not really. Linda says, hard to pick this week. I think I preferred Kira's. That's two in a row, Kira. Were you practicing?
Well, maybe. Kira, will we get to some phone calls
very
really quickly?
Sorry. Oh, yeah, okay. Jameson says, Kira's supernova did this week. She wins, unless Chris is nude. If so, my vote is for Chris.
I was
no,
nude.
No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't.
I was totally
definitely
nude.
Wasn't nude.
I was completely nude. All right, let me get to some phone calls really quickly. These are the parts I hate, so I don't know how I'm going to do with this. JP, hi, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
JP, lay
just,
it on me, man.
Just cut to it, JP.
I mean, I can't take this tension.
Do you want me to cut through the chocolate, like, and just go for it and tell you, like?
Yeah,
go for
man, it. Come on.
Okay, I'm going to say Chris nailed it, like.
Yes.
Okay.
JP, thank you.
I'm
look,
sorry, like, what yeah. did, like, you nailed it.
JP, don't ever be sorry. I heard you just say I'm sorry.
Well,
don't ever be sorry, JP.
Well, JP.
You told the truth.
I'm proud of you, Ombre. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Ombre. I'm proud of you, my boy. I'm proud of you,
okay,
JP.
Okay, enough. All right,
all right, JP.
Thanks,
yeah, Kira's yeah, going to get mad at right, you now, so I'll let you go. All right, there
JP.
We go. That's JP. Edith, what do you yes? think of all of this? How are you?
Oh, my gosh, I'm fine, you guys. I've been following you. I'm always listening to Chris and Kira on the way home.
Oh, good.
Good.
Way. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Edith.
Now, oh, I've been following you guys even before you got to 2FM, so I'm really a huge fan.
Oh, wow, okay.
Much,
well,
Edith.
Edith, thank you. Edith, look, I don't mean to be smart with you, but obviously there is a decision coming, so don't sugarcoat this. Don't just be coming on and giving us compliments.
Give it to us straight,
okay?
Edith.
What's the story, Edith? Who did better?
You guys just blew me away tonight.
Edith, who did
you.
Better? Did Chris do better? Did Kira do better? Let me remind you, you're under oath. No!
Do you know what?
No!
I knew it. As soon as Edith came on the phone,
no!
I said to myself, I said, Edith is going to vote for me tonight. I just knew it.
Of course. Can you guys say hi to Ryan Tobin for me? He's my friend.
Edith, let me tell you something. He's my friend too. And I'm going to say hi to him.
Chris isn't allowed to go near him. But I will tell Ryan Tobin that he said hi.
I absolutely understand. Thank you, Kira.
You're welcome.
I love your show. I'm really proud of you both.
Edith, thank you. For real. Thank you. It was very
thank
nice of you. There we go.
Thank
that's Edith, who's in Portlaoise.
Possibly the sweetest person that has ever rang this show.
Can all rap off people be like Edith, please?
Hold on. We've got
like,
William from Wicklow now.
William, are you going to ruin everything after that positivity? What are you going to say?
No, I have to say, I've become a great fan of the show.
Okay, good.
I think the two of you are both brilliant.
Okay.
And for us to pick a winner tonight, I'd have to run with Chris.
Oh!
William!
There's my man, William. My man, William, coming through.
I have to say, you were both excellent, but if I had to pick one and be honest, Chris, I think you took it tonight.
Thank you, William.
All right,
it's very
William.
Nice of you, man. Look, William, take care, okay?
Okay, God bless.
There we go, God bless. There's William here. Well, look, very positive.
Hold on, let's just get to some of the texts.
Because usually people come on and they're like, I think you're both shit. And then usually the texts are just like, you're both awful and horrible. And tonight, everyone was in a good mood.
There's such an air of positivity
it's
in here.
It's the sun.
That I actually... No, it's not the sun. I'll tell you what it is. No. I'll tell you what it is after 11.
Okay.
There's a reason...
It's not that, Kira!
It is that, Chris!
God's sake! Something really moderately pleasant happened to Kira.
Something incredibly amazing happened to me over the weekend.
Something, to be honest, pretty unremarkable happened to Kira over the weekend.
Oh, Chris, you can't say that.
Okay, well, how about we let the public decide? Kira thinks that this is all because of this thing that happened to her over the weekend.
Seriously, my life has changed.
Okay. Well, look.
And you know what?
Yeah.
Okay, I mightn't have won the wrap-off tonight.
Here we go.
But you know what? It's okay. I don't
here
mind.
We go.
Because nothing, and let me tell you, nothing could bring me down from the way that I'm feeling right now. JJ, who won the wrap-off tonight?
It was a draw.
The draw? How?
Wow, okay. There was a lot of that,
the
too.
The standard is through the roof. The last 2 weeks, amazing.
Yeah, it has been to a high standard, JJ.
Yeah, and we've got usually you're pretty shit, like, and that was really
yeah, hey, JJ.
Okay, thanks, JJ. If I were to say to you, Chris,
yeah,
who is the one person on this earth that you would like to meet?
Okay.
In, it doesn't matter what realm of life it is.
Sure.
Whether it be sport, acting, you know, whether it be business, whether it be somebody you're interested in the art world.
Sure.
I know you're interested in anyone in the art world, but you know what I'm trying to say?
Yes, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Who would it be?
Okay. Let me see. That's a tough question, but it would probably be someone like, I don't know, like, I mean, not to sound cliched, it would either be Kurt Cobain or like Eminem.
Okay,
you know, someone
dead.
Like that.
Somebody
you
alive.
Know? Okay, Eminem. Sure.
Okay,
sure. Cool. I mean, Eminem's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I've never met him. So, him.
Right.
Definitely.
And
definitely.
If you were to come in to me and say, Kira, you're not going to believe this, but I met Eminem over the weekend, I would literally be high-fiving you. I'd probably even give you a little hug. I'd be like, Chris, that's awesome.
Sure. You know? Sure, of course.
A dream of yours would have come true.
I guess, yeah.
You know?
Sure.
And let's face it, in life, not many dreams come true, okay?
Look, let's, you know, none of them really come true.
You know,
let's
none of them really,
no,
really come
they
true.
They don't. I mean, you're lied to.
That magazines and books tell you that, hey, if you believe enough, dreams can come true.
Yeah.
All right?
But look, let's be realistic. They're lying.
Yeah, they're lying.
And not everyone is beautiful and life doesn't work out. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the reality.
But anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm in a car on Saturday morning. I'm with my lovely cousin Kate. Hi Kate, how are you? And the two of us were having a chat. And Kate said to me, Kira, if you could meet anybody in this world, who would it be? And I honestly answered her and I said, I've got two people that come to mind straight away. And one is Paul O'Connell and the other is Roger Federer. Now that's fair enough because I'm always banging on about Paul O'Connell and Roger Federer, okay?
Sure.
It's the truth, Chris, I am.
Yeah, of course.
And she said, well, God, the chance of you meeting Roger Federer, you know, kind of, Kira, that's pretty, that's an out there kind
that's
of dream,
slim.
You know?
Yeah.
And she's like, Paul O'Connell, maybe, like, because, you know, he lives in Ireland and, you know, he's Irish and stuff like that. And I said, yeah, I said, but, you know, I thought that maybe I could meet him, you know, having worked in RTE, that I might bump into him in the corridor somewhere or something like that.
Sure. That's actually a legitimate thing.
Yeah,
that
and
might
I kind of said, well, there's absolutely no way it's going to happen because I kind of figured it would have happened by now.
Yeah, I'd never say never.
You know?
Yeah. But okay, fair enough. So you said Roger Federer Paul O'Connell.
I legit said that. Okay?
As she says, Paul O'Connell is kind of like probably in the Eminem sphere, if you get me, as in terms of bigness. But yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So later on that evening, we were in a certain establishment and I was at a hen, actually.
Okay.
And my cousin Karen, how's it going, Karen? How are you? And I was chatting away to my cousin Kate, who I'd had the conversation with. And the next thing I look up and do you know who I'm looking at?
I have no idea.
Chris, I'm looking at Paul O'Connell.
Okay.
And I can't believe it because I'd literally had the conversation, you know, earlier on with my cousin to say, oh God, if I were to meet anyone now, probably Paul O'Connell.
Sure.
So I'm like, right. And of course, me being me is like, oh God, I'm not going to go near him. I don't want to disturb him. I'm not that sort of person.
So like, was he across, hold on, let me set the scene now here. Was he across the room?
He was across the room.
Okay, so like, this was, I take it, a room with a good few people in it.
Oh yeah.
So like, he wouldn't have really known you were looking at him.
No.
Maybe.
No.
Okay. Well, and how far away is he from you when you first see him?
Oh God, I don't know. A couple of arm's lengths.
Okay, so a few feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Fair enough.
So I'm like, okay, I'm going to leave it, you know, whatever. And my cousin Kate's like, no, what you said this morning. She was like, you have the potential now to actually meet him. And I was like, oh, right, okay.
It's a sign. It was a sign. Yeah.
So I approached him and I said, look, I said, and I can't believe that he's there and that he's standing there and that I'm looking at him and like we're breathing the same air and we're in the exact same space.
Mm-hmm.
So I say to him, look, I said, you can tell me to piss off if you want, but look.
You didn't say that, did you?
I did, yeah.
You said piss off?
Yeah, I did.
That's very vulgar.
I'm very nervous, Chris.
That's very vulgar, though, you'll agree.
I was very nervous.
You know what I mean,
vulgar.
Though?
That, like, I could have said worse.
No, it's piss to someone you've never met is a little vulgar.
Maybe it was.
It's
don't
vulgar.
Ruin this.
It's
for
a
me.
Little vulgar.
Don't, okay, that was the last thing I was thinking. Would
a
you just
rough.
Let me tell? You just let me tell my story, Chris.
Sure. So but I'm also interested in the story, so
I said,
forgive me.
I said, would you mind? Is there any chance of getting a photograph or whatever? And he went, yeah, of course. He said, no problem at all. And I'm going, oh my God almighty. So my cousin Kate takes out her phone and she takes a photo and he puts his, you know, arm around my shoulders kind of type thing. And I said, thanks me. And I said, congrats on winning the championship. I shook his hand. And then I got nervous and I said, hey, do you know Damien O'Mara?
You didn't.
I did.
Oh, Damien O'Mara from 2FM. Oh,
no,
wow.
From RTE Sport, in fairness. And obviously, Damien would work, obviously, with a lot of in the rugby circles and stuff like that and would have kind of met
you
him.
You know Damien previously. O'Mara?
And he did. He goes, yeah, I do. And then I just walked off. But Chris, that's not the point, okay? I met him. I got a photo. Actually, if you want to check out my photo, go onto my Twitter, @IamKiraKing. I drunkenly put up the photo at around 1 o'clock in the morning and I wrote like the corniest line beside it.
What did you write?
I was like, hey, you know when dreams come true.
Oh God.
Yeah, I know. And then I woke up the next morning and I was like, oh my God. But Chris, basically what I'm trying to say to you is it was one of the most unbelievable moments in my life to actually have said something and then for it to come true.
Yeah.
And not
well,
only
like,
that, but you don't, it's Paul O'Connell, Chris.
No, I get that.
He's been playing rugby for years. He's an incredible ambassador for Limerick. He's an amazing ambassador for Ireland in general. And then when you finally get to meet someone that you've been talking about for so many years, it is absolutely brilliant, right? But it wasn't only that though, because honestly to me it felt like I was meeting like Brian Boru and Michael Collins in one. that's how Irish this man is.
Okay.
And like when he put his arm around my shoulder, do you know what I said? Do you know what I said in my head?
Did you say piss or something vulgar? What did you say?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
What did you say?
In my head, I was like, I can win the VHI Mini Marathon.
Oh, God.
That is how powerful. That is how powerful
his sporting kind of aura was, and it exuded into you. His energies.
He's a winner.
I get you.
He's like the High Chief of Ireland.
So he's motivated you.
There's nobody more Irish in this country than Paul O'Connell. He is a leader and he is a winner.
Okay.
He's also a really, really, really lovely person.
Okay.
It just kind of emulated from him, you know? And I swear to God, my life has changed.
So.
No, I get out of bed with the spring in my step now.
So let me get this straight.
I am seeing the world in a completely different way.
You bothered Paul O'Connell.
I stood by the sea today and I just looked out and then I just kind of laughed at myself when I said to myself, Kira, you met Paul O'Connell over the weekend.
But like, how long did you talk to him for?
Literally 2 seconds, but that's not the point.
So you spoke to him for 2 seconds. Basically, you bothered him in a pub and you got a picture with him.
No, I didn't bother him. I genuinely didn't bother him because, Chris, come on, in fairness now, I'd be very polite like that.
Well, you went over it, you used the word piss. Oh, Chris, then you said, do you know Damien O'Mara?
Can you stop focusing in on that? Can you please stop focusing in on that?
Well, that's all that happened. That's the occurrence.
No, that's not what happened, Chris. A dream came true.
No, I know, but I'm just giving you the facts. You went over, you used the word piss in the first sentence you ever spoke to him.
Don't, you're ruining this.
Then
me.
You said,
you're ruining this.
Have you ever met Damien O'Mara from 2F or from RTE Sport? The A-list celebrity Damien O'Mara. He was probably like, this really weird girl came up to me.
No.
Asked me if I knew Damien O'Mara.
Chris, and I know that I can be weird at times.
And then said piss.
But honestly.
You have to admit, though.
No, but do you know what this means, though?
What?
Do you know what this means?
Nothing.
I came out.
It doesn't mean anything.
And I said on Saturday morning,
it means nothing.
I'd love to meet Paul O'Connell and Roger Federer. Hey, Chris, one down, one to go.
Okay. So what happened was you went up to Paul O'Connell. He said, hello, Paul O'Connell. He went, hi. And then he took a picture and then you went, okay, bye. And he went, okay. And that was it.
That wasn't it at all. That was, you weren't there. You weren't there.
In total.
No, you don't appreciate. I wasted this story on you.
No, you didn't waste it on me. That's cool.
You,
that's moderately cool. If that
moderately
was
cool.
If 10,
what is wrong with you?
If 10 was winning the lotto, right, and 1 was, I don't know, being, you know, kicked in the shins, that story was a 5.
It was an 11.
Kira bothers Paul O'Connell over the weekend.
Chris, in the 1 month, I've met Oscar-winning actress Julie Andrews and Paul O'Connell.
Yep.
Chris, since I've known you, all I've done, well, on a lot of occasions, is I've talked about Paul O'Connell.
Yeah. And Roger Federer.
And Roger Federer, yeah.
And, yeah, I agree. No, it's cool. I'm not saying it isn't. I don't think it's life-changing.
It's like the wallpaper on my phone. And then I rang my mum at 1 o'clock in the morning. And she answered straight away. And she was like, oh my God, Kira, are you okay? And
wow,
I was like,
you ring her at like 1 in the morning and I said, like, obviously she thinks something's wrong.
Yeah, obviously.
And then I was like, to tell her this story.
Yeah, and she loved it.
Wow.
Yeah, she couldn't believe it either. And then she rang me today and I'm actually the screensaver on the computer at home. The photo of me and Paul
O'Connell. You and him.
Yep.
Wow, I had no idea this story meant that much to you.
Yeah.
Because you texted me this photo at like 1 a.m. or something. And I look at the phone, I'm like, oh, Kira, what is... And I'm like, oh, okay, there's Kira and... Oh, what's your man's name? The rugby guy. Oh, yeah, Paul O'Connell. Cool. Go for Kira. He must be out somewhere. And that was it. Wow, I had no idea that it had had this much... By the way, as well...
But that surprises me, because you of all people should know.
No, it's a cool story.
Thank you.
Like, it's...
That's all I was looking for.
No,
I wasn't
it's a fine story.
Poke holes in it, like...
T, we're looking to him to poke holes in you.
No, ha. I wasn't. No, ha. I wasn't. No, I knew you'd turn it into something
no,
sexual.
No, it's not sexual.
It's not sexual. Then stop making it sexual.
You're the one who said piss to him. Which is weird. Which is vulgar and rude.
I said, no, it was not meant to be vulgar and rude.
But it was.
It was like, look, I said you can tell me to piss off if you want.
Yeah, he probably thinks you're very rough now. Using language like that in the first sentence that you ever say to him. No, look, that was a cool story. By the way, as well, I'm not just saying this. Kira has literally been writhing around in her seat. Like, you know when a kid is about 4 and can't sit still, they're so excited? That's honestly what Kira has been like telling this story. But like, it's amazing to watch.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
I know it's going to sound really stupid because it's just a person, right?
Kira's not putting this on, by the way.
No, I'm not. It might be just a person to, I don't know, maybe 1% of the population. But... To me, it signified so much more. It was like, wow, I can take on the world now.
Because you ran into Paul O'Connell.
Yeah, but Chris, okay, you know the way those
You didn't
idiots,
achieve anything to do this.
I like, got a photo.
No,
what,
but
what
like...
What have I always said to you? Chris, all I have to do is meet Paul O'Connell, get a photo, put it in a frame, give it to my mother, and then I'll never have to get married or give them grandchildren.
Yeah, but like...
Did I say that to you?
You didn't do anything to do this. Like, if you got a sports scholarship and met him as a result of that, I'd be like, well done. If you won an Olympic medal and he shook your hand at the ceremony or something, I'd say, well done.
Chris.
You ran into him.
No.
You bothered him.
It was more than that.
On a Saturday.
It was more than that. The planets aligned.
They must have.
They did. I was in a place that I never, ever would have been on a usual Saturday. Okay?
Yeah. Someone texted in to say, John and Cork texted in to say, Holy Mother of Jesus, what an anti-climax. Paul is great, but that's the equivalent of meeting one of ye two.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
You know, someone recognised me over the weekend. In fact, two different people recognised me.
Oh, did they? Oh, that's great.
I must have made their lives. Do you think now they're saying to people, and I met Chris Green off 2FM?
No.
They are.
No, they're not. No, because
I've changed their lives.
No, but your career and his career are two completely different things.
No, they're exactly the same. We are as good as each other. I've changed people's lives as well in that case. If this has done to you meeting Paul O'Connell, then good Lord. Not that there's anything wrong with him, by the way. He's cool. But Kira's going on like she earned this.
No, I'm not talking about earning it.
It's like you achieved something.
I did, though.
How?
For myself.
But you didn't achieve anything.
I had a dream and it came true. What can you not understand about that?
But that's not an achievement.
Forget it. It is an achievement to me, Chris.
No, but
it's
like...
It's important to me,
no,
Chris.
No, but achievement in
anyone
the
anyone that
sense...
listens to this goddamn show, Chris, knows that I've been banging on about him for about 7 years.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to look up the definition of achievement. Because, no, you'll get what I mean. Like, achievement is like...
Why are you breaking it down into this?
Something... The process of achieving something. Something that has been achieved, especially by means of skill or perseverance.
Perseverance!
How?
Because...
Do you stalk him?
I didn't know. I don't stalk him.
Something that has been accomplished, especially by hard work, ability, or heroism. Did any of those things apply?
Well, I've been following his career for a very long time.
I hear.
I've been having heart attacks on the Irish rugby team or on the pitch, Chris.
Look. Now. Kira, well done, by the way.
No, forget it. You just
congratulations.
Ruined it. You ruined it. It's all right.
Congratulations. Guess we got sidetracked a little bit by Kira's story, but now that we're back in action, let's get to some of the dare I said it's that have come in. Someone says, Chris, Kira, your joint achievement is cheering me up. Okay, I don't take any credit for the achievement, but you know what? You're right. It's our achievement, Kira. You're dead right, and I'm happy for you, and I support you. There you go.
All right.
Kira, your joint achievement is cheering me up a bit in a week when I go back to work after maternity leave and my mother's death a few months ago. Oh, dear. Well, sorry to hear that, Joe. And I'm glad we are cheering you up a bit. That's a rough few months. Suppose in a way, like, it's bittersweet, new arrival, and also, you know, your mother's death. So, Joe, thank you. It's a very nice
thanks
message.
Thanks for texting,
yes,
Joe.
Absolutely. Someone says, wide awake, cleaning the kitchen, thinking of the guy I dated at 16, who I'm after reconnecting with after 17 years through the net. Oh, I see.
Yeah, what?
What?
You continue to say, we were flirting and having a laugh. He has a girlfriend and a kid. I started thinking, you know, this isn't right. Although I'm crazy about him, I sent him a parcel and he hasn't got it yet, but he hasn't emailed me in weeks.
Oh, wow.
I think now that you have kind of answered your own question, even though you didn't ask a question as such.
Ah, yeah.
You know, the important thing to take from that message is the fact that he has got a girlfriend and a child. And although you did date, you know, when you were 16. And it's nice that you've reconnected again, but I don't think maybe you should be sending him parcels. And if he hasn't got in contact with you, you know, it's probably because he does have a girlfriend and a child.
Yeah, look, I don't think I can add anything to that. Mm. Amen, Kira. You're dead right. Someone says, but hey, who doesn't have a girlfriend and a kid these days? Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, go for it, girlfriend. No, I mean, I can't even say that. Right? I mean,
no.
I think Kira is speaking all the sense here. Someone says, I went out at the weekend and made a total ass of myself. I am now in the horrors and never going out again. Blast those vodka jelly shots, lol. There I said it. Haha. So depressed, but you guys make me smile. Thanks. Oh, dear. So depressed. Well, Jesus, now. You'll live. You know, you're still here, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
You'll be all right. Don't mind, you're so depressed. You have a rough hangover, and that's what you have.
Somebody says, I tried to move things with my mind. Sometimes they move a little, I think. There, I said it.
Mm-hmm.
Yuri Geller's texted in.
See, they do, absolutely. Someone says, Dave and Carlo says, I met Sarah Jessica Parker in Dublin Airport and I think she's hot. There, I said it. Dave and Carlo. You know, I met Judge Judy, or I saw Judge Judy once in the airport.
It's not the same thing.
You'd nearly do her, though. You okay. almost would. Because she has that aura about her.
Somebody says, Chris, this is, of course, in reaction to my story about meeting Paul O'Connell over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Kira, you had the appropriate reaction. Everyone has that person they've always wanted to meet, and you did it. Don't let Chris ruin this for you. If I met Harry Styles, I'd be dead on the ground. So your action was fine. Thank you.
Okay. Who do you consider a bigger star here? Paul O'Connell or Harry? Would you rather meet Harry Styles or Paul O'Connell?
Paul O'Connell.
Okay. Interesting.
And then somebody says, I got a photo of Chris before and it definitely changed the way I think about life.
Well, it would. It would be a sobering experience, wouldn't it? Look, 51552, share something with us in the style that you've been hearing. Put there, I said it at the end of it. I'm telling you, you will feel so much better. There, I said, a chance for you to get something out there, a chance for you to put something out into the world that you probably never get a chance to share with anyone, because it might be just too ridiculous or vulgar or odd or embarrassing or whatever it is.
Or it could be a really nice story of meeting the person that you've always dreamed of meeting. So,
sure.
You know.
It could be meeting Paul O'Connell. That's an example of a dare I said it. You're dead right. Right. A few things, actually. I want to give a big shout out to someone who says, my penis does not work anymore. Tell the nation. Beck. Well, fair enough. There you go, Beck. Also, I want to give a big shout out to Baz, who is checking in. By the way, I want to tell you something that I think you'll enjoy. In a second, what we'll do is we'll go to news. Then I have tracks on the way for you from Ellie Goulding, as well as that a little bit of Rick Ross and Calvin Harris as well, with him and Haim's track. But then I want to play you something. I want to play you an amazing piece of audio that really is karma. And I mean karma in its purest form. This is I'm going to be quite honest, audio of a horrible woman getting what she deserves. And I have a story about it. I have some audio that might satisfy you a little bit if you're into the whole kind of justice porn, as they're calling it now. This woman definitely gets what she needs, you know? Horrible, obnoxious. It's great, I'm telling you. Woman up on her high horse gets brought right down. I'll tell you all about it in just a second. We've had a busy show so far this evening. To be honest with you, I'm still amazed by how positive the wrap-up feedback was.
I know.
And usually that's brutal. Usually we get destroyed. I'm still kind of like, oh, okay.
Don't and be also, surprised though, Chris.
Well, look.
No, seriously, don't be surprised, because life, you know.
What could this be to do with, I wonder?
Well, positive vibes, first of all.
Uh-huh.
And when something really great happens to you,
uh-huh.
you know, it kind of infiltrates all different
yes. Continue.
Sides of your life.
Yes.
And I'm not surprised at all that me and you did an epic wrap-off this Monday. Is because, you know, I was filled with so much positive energy that I think that you kind of got some of those vibes from me.
Yes. And why were you filled with that positive energy?
Because a dream of mine came true over the uh-huh. weekend.
What the fuck is this?
Yes, indeed. What was that?
That was, I met Mr. Paul O'Connell.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah, look. Kira has been very excited about that. Pretty much all day.
Well, like, nothing exciting ever happens to me.
And all day yesterday and Saturday. So.
And for the rest of the week and for however long, Chris, that I can talk about this, because I'm going to talk about it.
I honestly think that we are going to be talking about this till about September.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I really believe.
Yeah, it's nearly kind of up there with the story of how I had lunch beside Daniel Day-Lewis once.
Oh boy. Oh boy. There's now a whole other story. Because you had lunch beside Daniel Day-Lewis about 15 years ago. And we still seem to be talking about it, so.
And now, I can whip out my phone.
Thank you!
And show you a photo.
Okay.
I'm like, hey Chris, did I ever show you the photo of me and Paul O'Connell?
Okay. Okay. Look, how about we just. Look, that's a very interesting thing, but let's get to something else. All right, thank you, Kira. Jesus.
There it is, right there.
It's, yes, Kira, I see that.
Can you see
it? Yeah, it's fantastic.
Can you see me and Paul Collin that
Kira
photo together?
Is,
because that's an actual photo that happened. So there.
I like that Kira, like, still thinks this is an achievement that she, like, worked hard to get. All right, no, you know what?
I didn't even say that.
We're not getting into this again. We're not getting into this again. Let me tell you about something, okay? This is actually really interesting. Now, it happened, I think. Yeah, it happened last Thursday, kind of after I think we had been on air, so I'm only kind of getting a chance to talk to you about it properly now. But Ciara, you've probably never heard of Britt McHenry, have
no,
you?
No, I haven't.
No, and you know what? Honest. There's no real reason for you to have ever heard of her, because Britt McHenry is just an ESPN reporter, okay? So you know ESPN. I mean, yeah. massive sports network in the US.
Sport, and, yes.
Yeah. Like, for example,
I would watch Roger Federer play tennis on ESPN.
There you go, exactly.
Thank you.
ESPN is massive. I mean, they're basically like a 24-hour Sky News in the US for sport. They're huge. I mean, millions and millions of viewers every week, blah, 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 the usual. And they basically employ the exact same tactics as Sky Sports News, which is hire a really hot woman and get her to read out sport, you know? I mean, it's a good business model for these types of organizations. It works, you know? So Britt McHenry, don't get me wrong, is a gorgeous woman, an absolutely stunning looking woman. No question about that. I mean, there she is there, Ciara.
She's gorgeous.
She is, absolutely. She's a wonderful looking woman. Statuesque beauty. Everything you could want in a female, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So, here's the great thing, right? Her job is basically to sit there and to read out the sport news on ESPN. Fair enough. And she'd be a big name in the US, especially among, you know, these people. She'd have millions of viewers every day. And I just think this is brilliant, right? She obviously has a very proper professional image, because all she does is read out sports news. I mean, it's difficult to kind of give the wrong image when all you do is sit there looking amazing and reading out sports news, right? Fair enough. However, this is brilliant. She got clamped, or her car got towed or something like that.
Okay.
Over the, I think it was on Thursday slash Friday. Yeah, it is. Of course it's annoying. It's really, I've been clamped before. It's infuriating, but you deal with it, okay? However, this is brilliant, okay? This woman, she went to the place where you get your car back from being towed, okay? Mm-hmm. She went to the place where, like, you go and you pay your fine and you say, here's my reg and here's my license and all that. And I mean, she was horrible to the attendant, okay?
Oh.
She makes fun of the female clerk's education, job, weight,
ooh,
teeth.
No.
And then she says she's better than the clerk because she's on TV.
Oh, come on.
However, there was a camera with audio filming all of this. And isn't that beautiful?
Okay.
Isn't that beautiful when this happens? So this sweet and innocent hot little girl who's like, oh, I'm on TV and I'm better than you, obviously saying this, thinking no one's going to hear it, absolutely treating the clerk at the counter like a dog. You know what I mean? Literally. Like a subhuman, like a slave. Well, here's all the audio of it. Let's hear it. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I love when this kind of stuff happens.
This is going to make me uncomfortable, though, because I hate people being really mean to another person.
Hey, well, look, I tell you, Britt McHenry, don't get me wrong. It's frustrating when your car gets clamped. It is. But do you really think, like, the woman at the counter is the, you know,
I know,
is the source
of it? Yeah, I've had to check myself on a couple occasions as well. And usually it's when I'm really, really hungry and I've ordered food and they can't find my house.
Oh, yeah, I get that too.
And I'm on the phone and I'm like, if you just took the next left, and I'm like, Ciara?
Yeah.
Take a breath. Take a second. Do not be rude to this individual whose job it is to, you know, trying to find
exactly
out. And, you know, like, you know, addresses are hard to find, you know, a lot of the time or whatever. And
sure,
it's usually, I try to stop myself from being hangry, you know, that that saying.
Yeah, yeah.
And in fairness, like, I have been really close to being rude.
Sure.
But I've stopped myself because I'm like, ah, come on. Life is hard enough. This person is out at all hours delivering food to knobs and houses.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And in the end, you look at them and you're like, that's a human.
That's a human.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you, do you want to hear this? The audio is pretty good. Like, it's pretty decent. You might need to turn your radio up a tiny bit, but it's very decent audio. So this is pretty little Britt McHenry, you know, who usually has such a clean image. Oh, I'm Mrs. Lovely. I'm a blonde-haired, nice, white-teethed American TV presenter. Sure, aren't I wonderful? Well, have a listen to this. This is just, it's crazy, to be honest with you. And it's just amazing that people can be, you know, treated like this. It's sad. So anyway, have a listen to this audio. It starts in a second. It's crazy.
I'm in the news, sweetheart. That's how I will fucking sue this place.
Okay. So the first thing is, I'm in the news, sweetheart. I will effing sue this place. It's what she opens with.
That's right, and I'll play your video, so careful. I'll play the video. That's why I have a degree in law.
I wouldn't work in a scumbag place like this.
I wouldn't work in a scumbag place like this. It makes my skin crawl even being here.
Mm-hmm.
let's get you out of here quickly.
Yep, that's all you care about, is just taking people's money.
Yeah.
With no education.
Yeah.
No skill set. Just wanted to clarify that.
She says, with no education, with no skill set, I just wanted to clarify that. As though this woman is like a genius, you know? Yeah, like, is it as though this woman has this, like, I don't get it.
Do you feel good about your job? So I could be a college dropout and do the same thing?
Yeah.
Why, because I have a brain and you don't?
Like, wow. This is like a parody of a Mean Girl, isn't it?
This is cruel.
Yeah.
Maybe if I was missing some teeth, they would hire me, huh?
Yeah. Absolute bitch.
Touch your fruit a little bit.
Oh, like yours? But they look so stunning. Because I'm on television and you're in a fucking trailer, honey.
Have a nice...
Lose some weight, baby girl.
Wow. Wow. I'm on television. You're in an effing trailer, honey. Lose some weight, baby girl. Your teeth are horrible. Wowie.
I have to tell you something.
Wowie.
The lady that was the attendant had an awful lot of patience.
She handled it well, didn't she?
And she had an awful lot of poise, and she had way more class than Miss Britt McHenry. How dare she think that she can talk to another human being? And as I said, there is times, all right, we're in a bad mood and we may take it out on somebody in the service injury who's just... industry, he's just probably doing their job at the end of the day. But this is a really cruel attack on somebody.
Well, you know, Kira, much as I agree with that, you have no skill set and you have horrible teeth.
Hey,
you know, I'm on TV and I'm on the radio, Kira, and you're an idiot who never went to college and you live in a trailer. Okay. So that's what I have to say to you.
Wow.
Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah, I do.
This is like a train crash to me, as in you can't look
right,
away.
You're right, though. It's like a parody of a Mean Girl.
You remember in all those American teen dramas we watched growing up, and there would be the bitchy girl who's like a total exaggeration of a bitch.
Yeah.
As in who's not real, who's a parody of a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Well, look, here you go.
Hey, sweetheart. That's how we'll do this place.
Okay, that's fine. And I'll play your video, so careful.
I'll play the video.
That's why I
have a degree in that. I wouldn't work in a standard place like this.
No,
I don't think I'm going
to
do this perfectly. It makes me
stand
calling and being here.
Yeah.
Well, let's
get you out of here quickly.
Yep, that's all you care about, is just taking people's money.
Yeah.
With no education. Yeah. No skill set.
Just
want to clarify that. Do you feel good about your job? So I could be a college dropout and do the same thing? Why, because I have a brain and you don't?
Looks like that.
Maybe if I was missing some teeth, they would hire me, huh?
Yeah, but if you had to touch your fruit a little bit.
Oh, like yours? But they look so stunning. Because I'm on television and you're in a fucking trailer, honey.
Have a nice...
Lose some weight, baby girl.
Wow. Wait, there you go. Huh? By the way, I think she like apologized on the internet or something.
Did she?
Yeah.
She said, in an intense and stressful moment, I allowed my emotions to get the best of me and said some insulting and regrettable things. As frustrated as I was, I should always choose to be respectful and take the high road. I am so sorry for my actions and will learn from this mistake.
Wah.
She's been suspended from ESPN for 1 week, effective immediately.
Ugh. I mean, like, what does that do? Nothing. What a bitch. You know what I mean? Like, I would rarely use the C word, but I think it's almost warranted.
Like, you can have an intense and stressful moment. Like, humans are only humans at the end of the day, and sometimes you can say stuff that you do regret, but that was just mean.
Oh, that's... You don't talk to someone like that.
No.
I'm an asshole, and I don't talk to people like that.
No, even you wouldn't do that.
God's sake. Even I have my limits.
Yeah, well, maybe you should lose some weight, baby girl.
Hey, you know what? You have no skill set. Kira, you live in a trailer. If I didn't go to college, I could be you.
Well, it's kind of true.
It makes my skin crawl being here.
Okay.
Makes my skin crawl. Lose some weight, Kira.
Are you proud of the job you have?
You know what? I'm on the TV, Kira. I'm on the radio. I could sue you. I love how she says, I could sue you. For what?
For what?
What are you going to sue her for? God, what a C word. I've never been that close to saying the C word
please
on the air.
Please don't.
But anyway, there you go. Peace, you know.
It was vindictive.
Peaceful way to it, yeah, wasn't it?
It was so vindictive.
Britt McHenry, huh? Like a parody of a bitch you'd see on TV. But there you go. People like that exist. But anyway. Right, actually, really quickly, just regarding what we played for you earlier, a few minutes ago, which was a clip of a woman who was a TV presenter in the US absolutely berating a woman who worked in, you know, one of these places where they tow your car to. So it was in, I don't know, an impound lot or whatever you'd call it. And she was just an absolutely horrible, horrible woman.
She really was.
And someone says, hey guys, I work in a pharmaceutical company and have a BSc in science, but I work in a shop at the weekends and there are so many rude people out there that come in and insult you if you can't do what they want. I've had people insult me and tell me that I should go to college to get a better job and more. Sometimes you just need patience. Wowee.
Why would people be rude?
Yeah, I don't get it either. Don't get me wrong, I love being rude to people on here. But like, I'm also too like afraid to be rude to anyone in real life. I'd be like, okay, bye, and just run off really quickly. Like I would, I'm way too much of, you know, a coward to actually be rude to someone's face. I'm really nice to everyone. I'm too nice to everyone. That's my problem. That's my curse, really. I'm too much of a gentleman.
Chris, that's so not true.
That's what it is.
It's not.
That's what it is. Yeah. I'm trying to look cool here.
Okay.
One day a video like this is going to emerge of me. You know what I mean?
And it'll be me that I'm taking it, by the way.
Yeah, it probably will be.
Sitting here in studio.
Yeah, I'll tell you when the mics are off, the things I say, I effing blind poor Kira out of it. I really do. But look, how about we get right down to it and I ask you what it is you're doing awake? I mean, look at this. 29 minutes past midnight, and for one reason or another, here you are awake. And I would love to know what it is you're doing awake at this ridiculous hour. I mean, look at this. Most normal people are in bed by now, but for one reason or another, you're awake. And I want to know why. Kira and I mean, we are the forgotten weirdos up at this hour of the night with you, and we all share a bond being awake at this hour together. So let me know why you're awake. 51552. Let me get down to some business as to what it is y'all are doing awake. Someone says, I'm awake heading home from work. Owen C. That's Owen C. from Cork. Also, I want to say hey to Steve, who says, hey guys, I'm still up sowing corn.
Good man, Steve.
Absolutely. Kelly says, I'm awake trying to finish a philosophy essay that is due tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
Can I just say though, Chris?
Oh, boy.
And I know that I do this, and I know that people text in and they say, oh, we're doing an essay, and I always go, oh, what's it about? Let me help you. But let me tell you a little secret that you might know about little old Kira here, okay?
Uh-huh.
I did philosophy in first year of college.
In first year of college?
In first year of college.
Well, you are definitely the woman to ask that.
I did philosophy, right? Okay. And I'll tell you something else, Chris.
Yeah.
I got 2 A's in college, okay?
2 whole A's?
No. As in like my end of year results, right?
Yeah.
One was in English, which I finished my degree with. I did English and Sociology and Politics, and I got an A in English. Okay, thank you very much.
Well done.
And the other A that I achieved in college was philosophy. So, Miss Kelly, if you would like to text me and tell me, you know, what your philosophy essay is on, maybe I can give you an L hand.
Well, isn't this just a chance meeting?
A in philosophy.
What a coincidence.
Thank you.
That you're doing philosophy essay, Kelly, and that Kira did philosophy in college in first year and got an A in it.
I did.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So Kelly, what's it on? I'm sure Kira can give you loads of advice between now and when the show finishes. 51552. And someone else says, hey guys, I'm awake because I'm just coming home from work. Run a pub with my hubby in Limerick. So we're night owls too, from Paula.
Well, get you. Very two nice. Night owls to two other fantastic night owls. Hello.
And Kira's also my husband. So, like, that's kind of like us. You guys are the same as us. Mm-hmm. And someone says, I'm awake because I'm going to break up with my girlfriend of 5 years. She recently admits to having feelings for another guy, so it has to be done.
Okay.
Well.
No, okay.
Kind of.
No, do you know what? Usually.
And it does have to be.
No, Chris, it doesn't, all right? They're together 5 years. That's a very, very long time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes a relationship can become a little bit stale. You know, especially when you've been together for so long, whatever.
Sure.
And then sometimes people might be looking for something in a relationship and might be finding it somewhere else. What this guy needs to do is he needs to kind of re-own her again, if you know what I'm trying to say. And not in a, like a man needs to own the woman kind of type of way, but
I'm all for that.
5 years is an awful lot to throw away because she just admitted having feelings for someone. Now, if she's acted on these feelings, well, then that's a different story altogether. But at least she's being honest with you, number one. And number two, maybe that's her way of saying, hey, buddy, come on, step up and let's try and save this. Because you don't just say something like that. You don't just, you know, tell your other half of 5 years that you have feelings for somebody else.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point.
She could be going through the phase where, you know, she thinks the grass is greener on the other side. And believe me, the grass is not greener on the other side. And it never is.
No, well, let her go get the grass.
So either you let her walk away, you do nothing about it, or if you really love her, you'll fight for it.
Can I ask you, though, genuinely, because this is interesting. If you were, like, in a five-year relationship, mm-hmm. and the lad comes to you and he goes, look, I'm not really into you anymore, but Jesus, you're one that you hang out with. Whoa. Like,
Chris, no, come on. Look,
you know, okay, if I was feelings, with somebody for 5 years... I have feelings for the one you hang out with, or whatever. I have feelings for your best friend.
We don't know who this person is. Okay, best friend is a completely different story.
Friend! Another guy. No, sorry, another girl. Surely you'd be like, well, buddy, you go with that other girl. Wouldn't you?
It would depend. I mean, an awful lot of factors, Chris, would depend on the outcome of that situation. Obviously,
know.
I'd be like, ah, oh, man. But then you kind of have to look at yourself. It takes two to tango. It takes two people in a relationship. And more often than not, when somebody starts looking the other way, it's when they're not getting something from the individual in their life. I'm not saying that is the case with this guy here. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not laying blame or anything like that. But it's obviously situations like this are more complicated than the text message we just got in. We don't know any of the details, you know?
Sure. No, I hear you. Absolutely. Someone texted in to say she just wants him to break up with her as an easy, guilt-free way out. I mean, look, as Kira says,
I mean,
we don't know. That could be an option. Or as Kira says, it could be that she's just crying out for help.
Or attention.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look, there you go. Very balanced thinking from Deepak Chopra tonight.
Thank you.
Mike says, I'm awake because I had a holiday today. Fell asleep in the sun and burnt one side of my face. Thinking of taking the day off tomorrow and burning the other side.
No, well, obviously, burning is not an option.
Mike, sun exposure like that is not a good idea.
No, it's not.
Okay. Also, someone in Westmeath says... loving the seer, guys. Definitely helping get through the last bits of referencing on this goddamn thesis, which is keeping me awake.
Thesis, you say?
Oh, here we go. Oh, by the way, that other person texted back in to say, my philosophy essay is a critical analysis of Plato's dialogue, Gorgias.
I did a little bit of Plato.
What the hell is Gorgias?
Not quite sure.
Oh, Miss Philosophy now. Doesn't know what Gorgias is. Must be one of his books. Gorgias.
Oh, he was actually a Greek. Oh, he was like a follower of Socrates.
Thank you, Wikipedia. Kira has read the Wikipedia page for you, texter, if that's of any help.
Also, I notice here there's also some spark notes on Gorgias. So.
Interesting. Interesting.
Chris.
Yeah.
You know, the way we were talking about that guy who texted in to say that he was thinking of breaking up with his girlfriend of 5 years, whatever, and we didn't know the reason you know, what the story was. He texts back to say, the other guy is also her daughter's father. So,
now, I think that adds a bit more context.
It does have a little bit more context. I'm sorry that is the situation that you're in.
Absolutely.
And then somebody else says, Kira, my wife left me for another guy 3 weeks after the wedding. Come on.
I sure look women, huh? What are you going to be doing with it?
That is awful.
Yeah,
like, that is just absolutely awful, and I'm so sorry that that happened to you.
Man, some really sad texts tonight.
Yeah, and somebody else says, I'm awake annoyed at my fella. He spent all night with his mates playing with his cars. Then I got a text to say goodnight.
Oh.
Like, you know, in fairness, compared to the text messages that we're reading out this evening, I mean...
That's so sad. I can't believe that happened. You poor thing. Maybe he's in love with another woman. Oh my God, that's probably it.
Chris, I want to give a shout out to Seamus, who says he's en route back to Sligo from Dublin Airport. He's just back from competing in the Zurich Marathon yesterday.
Well, laddie da, Seamus. All right, look.
Well done, Seamus.
Tell you what, our boy, Mr. Carl Mullen, he is on the way after 1 a.m. with the alternative. I think you're really going to enjoy
it. He's all right, Carl, you know.
He'll do.
He's one of the good ones.
He'll do. You know what I mean? Can be difficult at times, but he's all right underneath it all. But look, how about before we go, we finish the show with a review of the show as we do every evening. I would ask now that if it's safe to do so wherever you are, you stand for the national anthem, but more importantly, you stand for Kira's review of the show.
Thank you, Chris. Well, we started the show playing the Win Back Your License Free quiz with Jared, who did not win it back, sadly. A wrap-off tonight was to Eve's Who's That Girl? Some people said it was a draw, but I think Chris edged it in fairness. But let me tell you something. Our rap mojo is back.
Oh, we were on the top of the rap game.
Oh, it's back. There I Said It Tonight involved nothing but me talking about the fact that I met Paul O'Connell at the weekend and I got a photo with him.
Yes.
Best night of my life.
Thank you.
We played audio of ESPN presenter Britt McHenry being so horrible to a woman in a tow centre. And then, of course, we finished the show asking the wonderful Irish public what it is they're doing awake, but we tried to kind of give advice to some listeners.
Well, that sounds like an amazing, amazing
show. Do you know what's more Irish than the national anthem, Chris?
What?
Paul O'Connell.
He's not.
He is.
He may be as Irish. He's definitely not more Irish than the national anthem.
He's definitely more Irish than
Chris and Kira. 2FM.